In his letter to the church in Thessalonica, Paul tells them his prayer. Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Paul is a world traveler. He's a masterful church planter. He wants to see his sisters and brothers in the faith built up and with their faith strengthened. He understands the importance of being face to face with God's people. And that's his prayer. He says, night and day, he fervently prays that he can be personally present. He understands the importance of physical proximity long before Woody Allen said that 80% of success is showing up. Of course, Paul's letter is much more than just words on a page. It's Holy Scripture. It's the Word of God. And here he underscores the importance of close-knit social interaction. You'll remember that when God first created Adam, humanity, he saw all that he created. And he said, it is very good. But when he saw Adam in the garden alone, he emphatically said, it is not good for the human to be alone. We are social creatures, we humans. We interact, we grow, we learn, and communicate by the words we speak, the gestures we sign, the tones of our voices, the expressions on our faces, the multifaceted body language that we employ, the energy even, and the urgency of our being. Intimate communication is integral to who we are in our humanity. Close-knit social interaction is essential to who we are. And Paul understands this, and he prays for it, that we would not deny the eye, the nose, the ear, the tongue, our sense of touch. Matter matters. And our presence matters. During the Advent season, we long for the presence of Messiah. We look for his coming. And we pray, amen, come, Lord Jesus. We want to see him face to face. And so God promises to be born into humanity. The eternal Son of God comes into the flesh, and Jesus himself promises that he will come again in great glory. 10 years ago, a Pixar movie came out called WALL-E. It's about a 700-year-old robot cleaning up garbage on our abandoned planet. He's alone working in these fields of trash for centuries until he meets Eva. Yes, the Adam and Eve connection is right there. And these two robots go on a journey to a spaceship where the remainder of the human race is living. And what they find is truly alarming. Humanity has devolved. They're all living self-centered lives, sedentary lives, virtual lives. And even though they're all on the same spaceship, they're constantly looking at their screens. They don't notice the person sitting right next to them. And their excitement each day comes from the next new drink that they are selling, or the toy, or the excursion that they can go on. And they all buy them from their tablets. Everything is delivered right to them. They don't need to travel. They don't need to interact with human beings. Does it sound familiar? Next time you take a walk downtown or go to a restaurant, look at how many people are looking at their phones. and not noticing the person sitting or standing right next to them. I myself am guilty as charged. But God calls us to increase and abound in love for one another, as Paul prays here. He calls us to be in community together, face to face, as we build each other up in the faith. This is Paul's prayer in this scripture, that together we grow in our love together, our love for one another and for God, and God is right there to enhance our relationships, as he promises. Of course, the problem is, the problem with living virtual lives through technology, when we use our phones, our tablets, our televisions, and they get in the way. The problem is when they get in the way of what it means to be human, and even more importantly, a child of God. They can sometimes prevent us from being that sister or that brother that comes alongside face to face to encourage. It can prevent us from picking up the phone so that people can hear our voices and we can hear theirs. Meeting for coffee, meeting for lunch, taking a walk, spending time face to face with people. It's no wonder why so many of us feel so lonely and alone, because we're denying ourselves of that blessing of being face to face. We've forgotten, or we've grown apathetic about having intimate interaction with one another. We end up neglecting our call, our highest call, which is to love God and to love one another as Christ loved us. And how did Christ love us? He did not do so from afar. He did not just have nice thoughts that he sent our way. He did not just send us positive energy through the prayer waves. He's the eternal Son of God who came from heaven to earth. He's the advent of God in the flesh, face to face. Born of the Virgin Mary, revealing his face to his mother, his stepfather Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, his face radiating the promise of God's love and salvation for the whole world. He comes to us face to face, traveling all over ancient Israel, preaching the good news, saying the kingdom of God is in your midst. He comes face to face with sinners. He eats with them. He calls them his friend, their friend. He comes face to face to heal the sick. He touches, he speaks. He comes face to face with the outcast, the foreigner, and even those who arrest him, mock him, and try him. Jesus comes face to face with the scribes and the Pharisees and challenges their hypocrisy. He comes face to face with King Herod and Pontius Pilate and reminds them of a higher authority and their call to serve God and humanity and righteousness. He comes face to face with the centurion and those who crucify him. And from that world stage where he shows his face to the world from the cross of Calvary, he speaks forgiveness and eternal life. And just a few days later, that same face rises again from the dead, and he speaks victory over our sin, the devil, and death itself. And here, Christ serves us in his body and blood. At the end of the service, we'll hear that familiar blessing, but I hope we'll hear it with familiar or with new ears. The blessing reminds us that God comes to us face to face, not just on Sundays, but on every day and every hour of each day of our lives. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance, his face upon you, and give you peace. Amen. And may it be so. Come, Lord Jesus.